The land was home to the Rapid City Indian Boarding School. An inquiry of unmarked children's graves revealed 1,200 acres that was disposed of by the Federal Department of Interior in 1948. The council approved the historic resolution with a 9-1 vote. It's a step to rectify history and acknowledge the shameful legacy of the Rapid City Indian Boarding School. There was very little public comment on Monday's council meeting. One person did not support the resolution, saying it wasn't clear who represents the Native community in this effort. Troy Fairbanks, on the other hand, agreed that the city council should approve the resolution on principle alone.
I want to commend you, each and every one of you, for actually taking a look at what is right through city council. The only ones that have ever stood up for us, even thought about talking about the Native Indian community. That is tremendous. Whatever comes of this, I would like to be involved. Whatever comes of this, I'd like to help in any way I can. Whatever comes of this in your vote, it's for my grandchildren. It's for my children.
An initial vote on the resolution was tabled 2 weeks ago. Council members had doubts and questions about it. Before their vote on Monday, City Attorney Joel Landine said the resolution creates a path to resolve the underlying issues.
This is not legally binding. It is an intent to come up with, hopefully, an agreement that when we enter into it will be legally binding. It outlines the parameters broadly, but yeah, we will need to come back with a specific plan and some specific proposals with dollar amounts and funding sources and, you know, plan, or at least a general more specific plan that outlines how we get from where we are now to that goal.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs, which operates under the Department of Interior, has the final decision on these parcels of land. The BIA wants the Rapid City Native American community to work with the city to move forward. The Rapid City Indian Boarding School Lands Project was formed for this reason, and their goal involves economic development, such as a cultural center on the to-be-determined land. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.